Closure implied that no future developments would ever alter any of the fundamental features of the theory. Any such claim to the completeness and finality of quantum mechanics was something that Einstein could not accept. For him, quantum mechanics was indeed an impressive achievement, but not yet the real thing. Refusing to take the bait, Einstein took no part in the discussion that followed the report, nor did anyone else raise objections, as only Born, Dirac, Lorentz, and Bohr spoke. Paul Ehrenfest, sensing Einstein's disbelief at the boldness of the Born-Heisenberg assertion that quantum mechanics was a closed theory, scribbled a note and passed it to him. "Don't laugh. There is a special section in Purgatory for professors of quantum theory, where they will be obliged to listen to lectures on classical physics 10 hours every day." "I laugh only at their naivete," Einstein replied. "Who knows who would have the last laugh in a few years?" After lunch, it was Schrödinger who took center stage as he delivered his report in English on wave mechanics. "Under this name at present, two theories are being carried on, which are indeed closely related, but not identical," he said. "There was really only one theory, but it was effectively split in two. One part concerned waves in ordinary, everyday three-dimensional space, while the other required a highly abstract, multi-dimensional space. The problem," Schrödinger explained, "was that for anything other than a moving electron, this was a wave that existed in a space with more than three dimensions. Whereas the single electron of the hydrogen atom could be accommodated in a three-dimensional space, helium with two electrons needed six dimensions. Nevertheless, Schrödinger argued that this multidimensional space, known as configuration space, was only a mathematical tool, and ultimately whatever was being described, be it many electrons colliding or orbiting the nucleus of an atom, the process took place in space and time. In truth, however, a complete unification of the two conceptions has not yet been achieved," he admitted, before going on to outline both. Although physicists found it easier to use wave mechanics, no leading theorist agreed with Schrödinger's interpretation of the wave function of a particle as representing the cloud-like distribution of its charge and mass. Undeterred by the widespread acceptance of Born's alternative probability interpretation, Schrödinger highlighted his own and questioned the accepted notion of the quantum jump.